This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. We're here at Echo 2011, and I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Paul Schuster of MediaX, who just wrapped up his session this afternoon on teaching with an iPad in the classroom. And I understand you were lecturing to a full house this afternoon.
I was quite surprised at the turnout, yes.
Well, you know, it's clearly a technology that is, the whole mobile learning space we're seeing is really reached the classic tipping point, if I may, and obviously you had the good fortune of being the beneficiary today. What was the response like?
I was quite surprised. I had just done the same presentation in New York, where they must have had three times the people we had here, and I was pleased with having 100 people in the room in New York. I come here with a much smaller number of teachers, and maybe we're more tech savvy because I had the same number of people in the room as we had this big thing in New York. What really interested me was this. There were two parts of this presentation. Part one was, what could a teacher with a single iPad do in the classroom? So I talked about hooking it up to a projector. I talked about using a whiteboard. I talked about using Dropbox, doing presentations in PowerPoint, getting them onto your iPad, and running the presentations, all those kinds of things. And, of course, the tens of thousands of educational apps. So that was the first part, and people were quite interested. The second part is, what would you do with a class full of iPads? And the problems you could have and how we think we've solved them at MediaX. Before I started it, I just asked the question, how many of you expect to have a class set of iPads within the next year?
And the response was?
I expected two or three. I would say at least 25. My mouth dropped.
Wow. All right, so that tells me that things are changing, and the whole notion of mobile learning is certainly gaining a lot of traction. The digital classroom, for when I did my master's thesis 5 years ago, was really focused on interactive whiteboard technology. And that can play in the ecosystem, but it's not all about front of the class, sage on the stage.
I gave them a couple of facts that I put up on the screen from the research I've done. In fact, number one was, we now have to do edutainment. Kids are used to playing with their games, and if you don't have something that is what they're used to working with, whether it's a game or YouTube or whatever, you're not going to get them engaged. They learn differently than the previous generation. And the other thing was fact. When you see an image for about 3 seconds in color, you'll retain 90% of that for at least 3 days. And so my point again was, rather than using our photocopied stuff in black and white, kids are going to learn a lot better just because they see it in color with decent clarity.
Well, you clearly are passionate about what you do, and the teachers that came to your session today obviously gained a heck of a lot of great knowledge. Thanks to you, Paul. Now, I understand you've also published a book recently.
Yes, I published a book on classroom walkthroughs. It's a bestseller because I think it's the only book on classroom walkthroughs, but it's doing really, really well. It's something we needed because we've got about 30,000 people doing classroom walkthroughs with our software, and I wanted a really fully illustrated book that takes them through everything step by step, and they seem to appreciate it.
Fantastic. That was Paul Schuster of MediaX. This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.